If you visit the British Museum, you can marvel at the Rosetta Stone, a priceless artifact that unlocked the secrets of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. Yet its journey to London is steeped in controversy, taken by British forces after defeating Napoleon in Egypt. How do artifacts like this end up in far-off museums? Should cultural treasures remain in global institutions or be returned to the communities they originated from? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is cultural treasures should be returned to their areas of origin, and comes from the global category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Cultural treasures include artifacts, artworks, and relics that hold historical, spiritual, or artistic value for a particular culture. Throughout history, many of these treasures have been removed, often during colonization, war, or illicit trade, and placed in foreign museums and private collections. Greece has long sought the return of the Parthenon marbles from the United Kingdom, as an example. International laws, like the 1970 UNESCO Convention, aim to curb the illicit trade of cultural property and encourage restitution. Despite this, the debate continues. Some argue that these artifacts should be returned to their homelands, where they have deeper cultural and historical significance. Others believe that global museums make such treasures accessible to a wider audience and protect them from potential neglect or conflict. A real-life example is the ongoing dispute between Ethiopia and the United Kingdom over the return of treasures looted during the 1868 British expedition to Magdala, including sacred manuscripts and crowns. These cases illustrate the complexities surrounding ownership and cultural property. Today's debate strikes at the heart of identity, history, and justice. Cultural treasures are not just objects. They are symbols of heritage and pride for nations and communities. Deciding where they belong impacts international relationships, tourism, education, and even how we view history itself. Now, let's debate. Agree. Cultural treasures should be returned to their areas of origin. It's about cultural identity and heritage. Returning artifacts helps communities reclaim their history and cultural pride. For example, Greece's request for the Parthenon marbles isn't just about art. It's about restoring a piece of their national identity. We have a moral obligation to do this. Many treasures were taken under unethical circumstances, such as looting during war or colonization. Returning them is an act of reparations, of justice. Ethiopia's claim for the Magdala treasures highlights this, as these items were seized violently. Cultural context matters. Artifacts are best understood and appreciated in their original cultural and geographical context. For example, Native American ceremonial items often lose their spiritual significance when displayed in museums rather than in their local communities. Disagree. Cultural treasures should not be returned to their areas of origin. We need global accessibility. Museums in major cities make cultural treasures accessible to a wider audience, fostering global understanding and appreciation. The British Museum attracts millions of visitors annually who learn about cultures worldwide, people that couldn't possibly travel to all the places where these cultural artifacts are from. There are concerns about preservation. Returning artifacts to regions experiencing political instability or inadequate preservation facilities risks their safety. The Bamiyan Buddhas in Afghanistan were destroyed in 2001, and that illustrates what can happen when cultural heritage isn't adequately protected. There are complex ownership histories. Many artifacts have passed through multiple hands over centuries, making rightful ownership pretty difficult to determine. For instance, the Rosetta Stone was discovered by French soldiers and then taken by the British. Who then is its rightful owner? Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about moral obligation could be, while returning treasures may seem just and right, it risks oversimplifying complex historical relationships. Many of these artifacts were legally acquired, in fact, through treaties or transactions. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about preservation concerns could be, modern technology and funding partnerships can help countries develop state-of-the-art facilities, ensuring that returned artifacts are still going to be well-preserved and protected. This debate is far from black and white. It's highlighting the complexities of history, ethics, and cultural preservation. In recent years, several artifacts have been repatriated, i.e. returned. In 2021, France returned 26 artifacts to Benin, marking a significant shift in attitudes towards restitution. Meanwhile, Germany also announced plans to return Benin bronzes to Nigeria, sparking discussions about other nations following suit. However, these cases also underline challenges like legal frameworks and logistical hurdles. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this topic. 1. Cultural treasures taken during colonial rule should be returned. How do we define colonial era artifacts? Should restitution apply only to items taken without consent? 2. Cultural treasures of religious significance should be returned. How do we prioritize religious artifacts over others? Should there be exceptions for long-term preservation? 3. Cultural treasures should be shared through rotating exhibits. How would shared ownership work logistically? Could this model satisfy both sides of the debate? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something that you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome.